Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. My name is Paige Estratori, and I'm your host, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're here to shed light on the ongoing developments in the Australian insurance industry, affecting consumers and businesses alike. Let's kick off with the stern warning from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, otherwise known as ASIC. Recent regulatory scrutiny in the realm of direct life insurance sales revealed persistent issues. While there has been a shift from sales-oriented strategies to compliance-focused ones, the Commission flagged concerns regarding sales volumes still being a focal point for insurers. In an industry where consumer interests should be paramount, this sales emphasis poses potential conflicts. ASIC evidently advocates a more consumer-oriented approach, urging product design to consider consumer feedback, rather than relying solely on sales data. Further guidance is, however, awaited. Amid this pressure and the call for reform, the industry watches, waiting for the next moves. In our second update, the focus is on a critical societal issue, mental health. Life insurers, alongside mental health advocates, constructed an open appeal to the federal government. Urgent action is needed regarding the endorsed $1 billion mental health funding commitment. With the approaching economic roundtable, the spotlight is on the need for more resources, early intervention strategies, and workforce enhancements. Why this urgency, you ask? Well, considering that mental health is the leading cause of disability for those under 30, the call becomes clear. It isn't just a societal issue, but an economic one, weighing in at a hefty $220 billion impact annually. It's a shared sentiment. Mental health investment is a must. Moving along to our third story, we see the Insurance Council of Australia supporting a resilient home scheme by Victoria, mirroring those in New South Wales and Queensland. This recommendation stems from a detailed inquiry, emphasizing principles to build back better and urges for renewed flood risk management approaches. The report underlines the need for a strategic plan considering the escalating concerns over insurance costs, high-risk property classifications, and the effect of climate challenges. Lastly, a notable ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ordered an insurance broker to compensate a client nearly $300,000 following a denied fire claim due to undisclosed asbestos presence. An investigation proved the broker at fault for inadequate assessment and incomplete policy application, leading to significant uninsured fire losses. This case serves as a potent reminder of the crucial responsibilities of brokers in safeguarding their clients by adopting meticulous risk evaluation and precise record keeping. That wraps up our digest of this week's insurance news. For more on these stories and other financial services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, keep an ear out for the changes impacting your world.